Gospel Music Today. Thanks, Ken and Jane Grady, for opening up the year 2021. Thank you for your support in 2020 as well. Look forward to working with you in the years to come. God bless you and Ken and Jane Grady. Gospel Music Today. Enjoy.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could be with us this week on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel news coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group is from North Carolina. It's Chosen.
From 2013 at the National Quartet Convention, we spoke to Brian Free and Assurance. That's on today's program. And you've been listening to some new music.
A brand new CD by the Pine Ridge Boys.
And you've been reading?
I've been out on the internet reading the Christian Voice magazine.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, exclusive concert video of Jordan's Bridge on today's program.
In the archives.
From a few years ago in Owosso, Oklahoma, Master's Voice was on the program, and we have exclusive video on today's show.
And a lot's going on. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Anthony Davis has resigned as bass vocalist with Tribute Quartet. Anthony joined the group in 2011. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound have received a Grammy nomination for Something Beautiful. The Gaither Music Group's release is nominated for Best Roots Gospel Album. The Neelands have released their first new studio recording in 2 years. The release of Peace at Last also marks their new long-term partnership with Daywind Records. Tribute Quartet's single, Fear Not, captured the number one spot on 5 Southern Gospel music charts. It was written by Tony Wood, Kenna Turner West, and Wayne Hahn, and it's the second number one song from Tribute's Living the Stories album. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and Jordan's Bridge was there one night. I believe you have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Of the King of Israel, surrounded by a multitude, from earth they have prevailed. The wedding march will soon begin. The choir in place, I smell a sweet aroma here. It must be saving grace. Oh, it must be saving grace. My eyes have been adjusted to the splendor of the light. For sure he is the Son of God, for here there comes no light. It's awesome just to be where peace and righteousness abide. I hear a band of angels sing, behold, here comes the bride. Oh, behold, here comes
We will be looking forward to the 2021 edition of the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and Jordan's Bridge did a great job that night.
Yes, they did. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Mike Franklin. Mike sings with United Voice. His birthday is January 4.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up, but first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
The Pine Ridge Boys have a new CD, and it's called Concert Favorites. The CD has the new members, Steve Williams on tenor and Zachary Clark on piano. Some of the favorites are How Great Thou Art, Sailing Away, I Know a Man Who Can, and also features Zach with a piano solo of Goodbye World, Goodbye. That's Concert Favorites by the Pine Ridge Boys.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts presents Carolina Blue Bluegrass on January 23 in Stanley, North Carolina. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Chosen is a gospel group based out of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. They have been blessed to win numerous awards and accolades, but their biggest claim to fame is their relationship with Jesus Christ. During their 12-plus years of ministry, they have seen souls saved and captives set free. Their goal is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and His love for each and every individual that they meet. The group's motto says, touching thousands, one soul at a time. You can find out more about this week's feature group at chosen-ministries.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Brian Free in Assurance. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From the 2013 National Quartet Convention, we spoke to Brian Free and Assurance, and here's that lineup of Brian's group up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention. With me, the members of Brian Free and Assurance. Right next to me is Brian Free. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Ken. It's good to see you again.
Now, you have a group that's been fairly stable for a while, but
yes.
Let me ask you to introduce them.
I certainly will. Bill, of course, lead singer, has been with me for 13 years.
I love you too, Bill.
Jeremy has been here for 7 years, and our newest member, of course, everybody knows Jeremy's a bass singer, our newest member, Mike, just came with us 4 months ago. Derek, who had been here before for over 10 years, I decided to come off the road, and when he did, we hired this man right here, and he's doing a great job. Glad to have him as part of the group.
It is a good choice. We've seen him with the Dixie
Melody Boys.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And did a great job.
Yes.
Thank you. Tell me about the new CD.
It's entitled Unashamed. It will be coming out in January. We don't start vocals for another couple of weeks. We haven't even started recording the vocals yet on the CD. And it will be out then, another 10 brand spanking new songs. With a lot of great writers, from Ronnie Henson to Kenna Turner West, Dave Clark, of course, Ricky Free, my son. He actually co-wrote 6 of the songs out of the 10, which, you know, a lot of folks know he wrote I Want to Be That. Him and Lee Black wrote I Want to Be That Man. And just some great, great songs. And it's
Ronnie,
the title. Yeah.
Can't leave him out.
And the title actually says pretty much what the whole project's about. I mean, it's like we always do. It's very straightforward, uncompromised word of God.
And you've had some tremendous radio success in the last year.
We have. The one we have now, our newest CD we have currently, is called Nothing But Love. The first single was I Want to Be That Man, which went to number 1 and is up for Song of the Year and Video of the Year and Album of the Year. Nothing But Love is up for everything this year, thank you, Lord. But it went to number 1. Calvary's Cry, the second single, surprised us and went to number 1. Didn't surprise me because of the message of the song. It just, you know, not very often does a group have 2 consecutive number 1s, 2 singles like that go to radio. So that's been a great project for us. As a matter of fact, it's number 1 right now.
You did something a little different with I Want to Be That Man, at least my impression of it, where the video kind of circulated before the radio success of the song.
Yes, it did. And actually, I think it helped play a part in that. The song I Want to Be That Man is, everybody kind of plays their own video in their mind when they hear that song. They relate it to whomever was their father, stepfather, or whoever in their life that was their mentor. And so this video just kind of brought it to life. And they did a great job. Godsey and Associates did the video. Scott Godsey and them did an awesome job. All the actors in the video did a great
freezing.
Job. Yeah. We were. Bill's right. It was a cold day in Nashville. The day that we filmed our part on the bridge there at Nashville, we were literally freezing to death. We spent like 4 hours and it was brutally cold. The wind was blowing real hard. And we were just trying to, we were hiding behind the rails of the bridge just to keep out of the wind. They brought us coffee and stuff. But it was a wonderful shoot, and the video has been very, very well received.
I have this voice coming from the back of my head. People must think I'm a ventriloquist.
Hey.
This is Bill Shivers.
Hello.
And now that's all he's got to say.
I love you, Ken. I love you, Gene. I love this gospel music today. I mean, y'all have been a blessing to so many and have been a blessing to us as well. We appreciate everything you do for gospel music. We love y'all very much.
Thank you, Phil.
Don't let him kiss you.
Brian Free and Assurance website.
It's just brianfreeandassurance.com. To spell out the name of the group.com, and that'll take you to our website.
Well, to all the members of Brian Free and Assurance, thanks for being with us on Gospel Music today.
Thank you. God bless you.
In this month's edition of the Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about Carol Roberson, and it's called Never Wavering, Never Compromising. There are other articles in the magazine this month about Rodney Durst, Jan Harbuck, and Morris Mott. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Why did it take so long? As of 40 days and nights, wondering all alone, when he was right there in my sight, toward the ocean of the truth, I followed all my tears. Oh, how did I miss him all those years? 'Cause I'm still standing here. Day after day goes by, seeing it all quite clear, not asking the Lord, oh why, looking into his face as his blood stained around his shoulder.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not
still standing on my standing on.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Pine Ridge Boys will sing at Newry Church of God in Seneca, South Carolina on January 16 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We have a new video this week.
Yes, we do. This is from the Griffith family, Tony and Julie Griffith. The song is Middle of a Miracle. It's from their new CD of the same name from Song Garden Music Group. The Griffith family is up next on Gospel Music Today.
I know it's hard to trust that he's a God of love, 'cause if he really was, he wouldn't put you through this. I know it breaks your heart and tears your faith apart, but I've been where you are, and I can say the truth is you're living in the middle of a miracle. You're watching something broken be made beautiful. Though you can't see it now, in time you will find out. You're living in the middle of a miracle.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Master's voice. You know, Ken, I heard that it's snowing in Oklahoma today, but I think we'll take a trip back through the archives to Oklahoma.
That's right. This was probably in the spring of 2015. We saw Master's voice at the Owosso Gospel Opry, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Never have I ever met another one like him. Never ever will again. One who can carry all of my burdens and forgive me all of my sin. Never have I ever felt joy in my journey till they call me friend.
And I've never ever known a love like this.
Never ever will again.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego wouldn't bow, but the king couldn't burn them. Israel stood at the Red Sea shore, but nothing on earth could turn them. Jonah didn't show, wouldn't go, didn't know, but deliverance is around the bend. And there's never been another sovereign God, ever, ever, ever again. No!
Never have I ever met another one like him. Never, ever will again.
We'll
one who could carry all of my burdens and forgive me all of my sins. And never have I ever felt joy in my journey.
No, I've never ever known a love like this.
Never ever will again.
Don't you love him tonight? Not a friend, not a kid could compare to him. No, he is a never changing. He's a sea walking storm, walking power of strength, even when life is raging. And his mercies are new like the morning dew at every trial's end. There's never been another power like his. Never.
like him, never ever will again.
Oh, yeah.
One to carry all of my burdens and forgive me all of my sin. Never have I ever felt joy in my journey till he called me friend.
Oh, well, I've never ever known a love like this.
Never ever will again.
No.
Never have I ever met another one like him. Never ever will again. One who could carry all of my burdens
and forgive me all of my sin.
Never have I ever felt joy in my journey till he called me friend.
I've never ever known a love like this.
We've seen Master's Voice as a quartet and a trio and a quartet and several different members over the years, but Ricky Capps always has a great group on the road. And that was from the Owosso Gospel Opry in Owosso, Oklahoma, and that is a great event. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. Remember, it's a new year and a lot of new things coming up. So go out, find a concert to go to, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. And also look forward to seeing you next week on Gospel Music Today.